as the pastor. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for all these things today. Bless the bearer of this word today, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, I ask you to please give his family a blessing, Lord God, because he's been worthy to bring forth the word. And Father, I thank you for the camp meeting that's coming up this week. Lord God, just be here and just show your way, Lord. Show your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. It is really, really a blessing to follow what God has planned for you. I struggle. And the reason I say I, because I can talk about me. I have no right to talk about nobody else. I struggle with things from time to time. But yet and still, when it seems to the point of so complicated that I can't deal with it, instead of quitting, I press on. And when I get to the other side, it's okay. It worked out just fine. Amen? I mean, nothing worth dealing with comes easy. So my Christian walk and what I have to look forward to when I get on the other side is well worth dealing with all the stuff that comes up between here and there. Just to put it simply. Amen? Because God is God no matter what. Amen. And heaven is heaven no matter what.
Amen.
These things here will pass away. Yes. But we have a mansion in the sky.
Amen.
And that's something that we don't think about enough. I don't anyway. You know, I don't think about where I'm going when I leave this place. When I leave this old world, I'm just walking through because this is not permanent. But that next stop will be permanent. It'll be forever. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead back there, please. That when people pray, clouded skies will break, kings and queens will shake. Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
And I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today? When people pray, we'll see dead men rise and the blind set free. Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true. Story maker in this land.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your
blind set free.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true.
And I believe it. I'm living for you. And I believe it. That's what we're here to be. We're here to show light unto the person that is not saved. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Great is thy God. Sing.
Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. No matter what, we serve an awesome God. I don't care how sick we are. I don't care where we're at in this world. God is still God, and he is awesome when he's there, regardless. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can I stand back there? Right here. Hallelujah. Scriptures. I was going to feel free to do it anyway. You know, it's okay to laugh and have a good time, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for that, I don't know what would keep me sane. And it's not from the book of Ephesians this time, thank you very much. Anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God. And he often puts things in our way so we can see his light. He's given us everything we need to defeat Satan. Because believe me, he's working overtime. He's got his hands in everything we do, our marriages, our kids' lives, our finances, anything he can disrupt to harm a Christian, he's on his job. Because the ones that are not Christians, even though he's working on them too, but he's already got them and just not as evident. But you take a man that is living right and living for God, the devil's working overtime. He don't want that. He don't want that. But anyway, this is the book of Matthew, and chapter 5, starting with verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is good for nothing but to throw out and to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that you may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a good thing. So when you're in Walmart, Kalen, and you don't want to go with your daddy, when you're in Walmart and people stop and want to talk, there's an opportunity. I'm just saying there's a big opportunity. Ain't that right, Uncle Mill? That's right. Thank you for agreeing. I appreciate that. But no matter where you are, doctor's offices, I can go anywhere and strike up a conversation because that's just me. But even if you're not that way, And some poor old soul walks up and just asks a simple question, let your light shine. Oh, yeah, let your light shine. Don't be afraid of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm good. I'm gonna quit with that. But one thing I'm not going to do is quit doing what God has placed in me. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely right, young lady. I love to praise God. Thanks be to the Lord, our God and King.
His love endures forever.
For he is good, he is above all things.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm,
his love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing.
By the grace of God, we will carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot more to that song, but, you know, this is a soundtrack. There's some of the disadvantages you get with a soundtrack that with a live band. It's awesome. But anyway, God is still good regardless of how the song goes. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. I'm going to dedicate this to the man that sang this first in his church, and this is our pastor. And the sword in his hand. I love you, Dad. And he's riding a white horse all across this land. He has fire in his eyes. And he's riding a white horse, turn it up, all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me right now. So will you ride with me? We'll try that one more time. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord. Ride with you. And we say, yes, Lord. We will stand up.
We will stand
fight.
Up and fight.
Oh, we will ride with the armies of heaven. We're gonna be dressed in white.
We'll be dressed in white. Yes, Lord.
Oh, we will ride. Hallelujah. He has a crown on his head and a scepter in his hand. And he's leading the armies all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. He's asking. Say, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. just a minute, I got a little bit more.
Yeah.
They had fire in his eyes. Is his love for the bride? That's the church. And he's longing she be with him, right by his side. That fire in his eyes is his burning desire, that his bride be with him, right by his side. Hallelujah. And he's calling out to you and me. He's asking, will you ride? Now he's wondering what your answer's gonna be. Will you ride me? He's calling out to you and me right now. Will you ride me? What's your answer gonna be? And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we say, and we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good, people.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah.
He's working. Like I said, the devil's defeated.